All right, good morning. We are on Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Vav. We start at the bottom, the new parak, right? We finished Ezu Neshech, Baruch Hashem, right? And we got through it, okay? We're all in one piece. And
should we just do the last paragraph of the previous parak?
No, the last paragraph is the new Mishnah. We finished yesterday's, we finished up to the Mishnah.
The bit that says Mishnah Ishto,
but... Oh, you want it recorded?
Yeah.
Michael wants recorded. Okay, okay, let's do this quickly for Michael.
For Jackie, not for Michael.
Tani Rabbanan. Okay, Shlosha Tzuakin. There are three who shout out, but Aidan or Nyanin, they aren't answered. Right?
Shout out to who, though?
They shout out to us. They shout out. I think that they shout out of it. It's a good question, yeah. But I think that it's a case of to the courts. Look at Rashi there. Tzuakin bebeitin shalmata. They come to court and they shout. Listen, we've been done out, right? Right? They answered. Ve'eluhein, who are they? Misha yesh lo ma'u to ma'u tan shlo ba'edim. Guy who has money lends money without edim, right? And we saw that already, right? We've seen exactly why the previous Gemara spoke about that, because you lend money without edim, and then you'll come to your creditor to ask for the money. You'll say, I don't owe you anything. People are going to say, "Hi, wait a second, a normal person with brains doesn't lend without aidim." So obviously, the creditor is the honest guy here, and the guy claiming the money, he's the liar. Right? That's what's going to happen. Va'akone adon la'atzmo. I can explain in a second what that is. And umi she'ishto moshet la'ven, a person whose wife rules over him. So if your wife wears the pants in the house, don't go to bait it. Right? Right? Kone adon la'atzmo. Right? So the Gemara says, what does this mean? Kone adon la'atzmo. So Ikad Amri, so there are a few options here of what it means he buys himself a master. The one is Tolen Chasa Ben Nochri. He pretends that the money he's using to lend with Ribbit is really belongs to a goy. Therefore he says, I'm allowed to do this mutar because it's not my money, it's a goy's money. I'm just acting as his agent, and a goy can lend money of interest. And what happened, the goy will actually come and start claiming he wants his money back, right? So he'll force himself to judge, he'll lie to the world. It's not his money. The person who he's saying it's money it is will come and say, okay, it's my money. And then, another opinion is, another person who bequeaths their assets to their children, why does it, doesn't bequeath actually, he hands them over. He gives his children his assets really while he's alive. He becomes dependent on his children, because now they're the bosses, right? And the third opinion is, debishla b'hai mata, v'lo az lemata achrina. If things are going rotten for him in the place where he is, he doesn't move to another place, and therefore he's dependent, he's at the mercy of the people around him. Basically, those of you, okay, Hadranalach, Ezu Neshech. Now we finish the parak of Ezu Neshech. Now we can move on. Next parak is HaSocher Ta'umnin, which, by the way, as I think I mentioned, when we learned Ezu Neshech, it's considered one of the hardest prakim in this Masechet as well. In fact, someone said to me, I think it was Daniel White here, said to me that in Shiv they told him.
Light,
thank you. White light, okay? That
do you want to correct it for the record?
It's the hardest two prakim back to back in Shas. That you've got the two prakim that might not be the hardest, but Ezu Neshech and HaSocher Ta'umnin back to back are the hardest two prakim back to back in Shas. Okay, so it's only seven duff, as Arya pointed out. So we'll cruise through this. Okay, HaSocher Ta'umnin. Right, so now the Mishnah starts off in a week.
We'll cruise
through
it in a week.
HaSocher Ta'umnin. Right, so the Mishnah starts off, we're talking now, this parak, by the way, is talking about all the laws of hiring workers and renting animals, and that's the radio this parak is about, right? Of employing people. So HaSocher Ta'umnin, you rent omanim, right? Artisans, right? Vehet uze etze, and they misled one another. The Gemara will ask what this means. We'll see in a second. And they misled one another. Ein lahem zel ze ele taromet. So in other words, what the Mishnah is telling us is, at the end of the day, they've really got no monetary claim against either of them for claiming they were misled. All they've got is they're allowed to hold a grudge against you. Now, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? As a rule, it's asur. You're allowed to hate somebody in your heart. Right? You aren't allowed to hold grudges and say, I would have, but because you did, it's asur to behave in that sort of way. Here the Mishnah is telling you, under these circumstances, it's mutar. The person does you out. What we'll see later on what it means, mutar. You're allowed to have a grudge against him. Sachar ta chamar. Now, some examples here. You rented the chamar, the donkey driver, right? Veta kadar, and the kadar is the wagon driver. Lahavi pirfirin, right? Rashi says, look at pirfirin. Pirfirin. It's not paraffin, okay? But pirfirin. Rashi says, etzim meshupim. Like, v'naim lasot lo apiryon. Okay, so this is like... right, this is a carriage. This apirion is like we saw before. We saw with, remember with Rabbi, who was a Rava, and he had that story the other day where they carried him on his shoulders. His brother made him carry them on, carry the guys who never kept the Torah. He made them be like the pallbearers, like of a live person. So an apirion is like one of these carriages with nasty upholstered cushions, and an important person sits on it, etc. So these are nice wood which they're bringing, right? So you ordered it for that purpose. Or chalalim lekala, right? Or chalilim, sorry, chalilim lekala, lesameach hatam bekala, right? You wanted to bring wood in to make flutes, right? Or lemait, or you wanted to make, I suppose, coffins, right? Rashi says lekonen, or poalim, or we'll see in a second why this is relevant. These are all types of things which you need for a specific event. Okay, once the event is over, you no longer need it any longer. So in lahavdil elif avdol, when the Pope is coming to Israel for the millennium. Right, and you want to build all these hotels for the Pope. You know, if they weren't built by then, it was too late. If they were built by then, they're never going to get used again anyway. Right? They went crazy here when he came. Well, actually, I think that these things are used, but a long time when these hotels stood empty. Okay. U'poalim la'alot pishtan min ha'mishri. Right? Or you hire workers to help you get the pishtan, the flax, out of the mishneh. Rashi says the mishneh is the roish. Right? Ma'im shirin behen cannabis. U'pishtan shikren be'r givolin. You put them in their raw state into these soaking baths to soak and become soft, and then you have workers who help you schlep it out. I don't know. These are all things, if you don't do them now, they would. Right? The whole davar shavad, and anything, right, which if it wasn't done now is lost. Okay? So the chazru bahen. Right, so now that was the first set of examples. Right, we said over here. Right now, we get all the examples. Then we said v'chazru bahen. You employed. So this was if people never arrived. You had these work. We said here two zeta. You missed it one another. And then we gave examples. And now we said now if they change, they go back on their minds. You agreed to employ people, and in the morning they say we're not coming to work. Right, or they arrive at work and the barabai said I don't want you anymore. Right, v'chazru bahen. Makom she'en adam. So here particularly we talk about the workers now. Right, makom she'ein adam, in a place where there aren't other workers, where you can't find workers to replace them. Right, look at Rashi. Makom she'ein adam, she'ein motzei poalin iskor. You can't find people. V'apishtan avad. V'hu samachalin. Now this flax is going to go to waste. You've got expensive raw materials there sitting in the soaking basket. If that don't come, it's going to go to waste. And there aren't people around. What does he say? You can socher alehen. You can socher alehen. In other words, you at their expense. You can run around and go to further afield and try and find people at their expense. Mm-hmm. So if you're supposed to pay them one seller and it costs you 10 slaim to find a new worker, they got to pay for that money, right? Or, says the Mishnah, mat'an. Mat'an means you can mislead them. It's quite interesting. This should have been last week's parsha. Okay, not this week's parsha. Right? Last week's parsha was all about misleading. Okay, so we should have learned this stuff already. Yesterday, by the way, would have been the right day to learn this stuff. I'm the one that drunk, because this was yesterday's daf. Amazing. This was yesterday's daf, Pasha Vayetze. We're a little bit behind on the Mishnah. We learned, this is all about Vayetze. Vayetze, all about and love, etc. Right, or Mat'an. Here the Mishnah telling you that you can mislead, you can, and Rashi's in the first, we'll see in the Gemara what it means. Okay, now, the next example is, Asokhela Umni, right, you rented workers, V'chazru Bahen, okay, if they go back, they renege, I think that would be the right way, right? B'chazru bahen, la'achar she'asu miktzat, after they've already done a bit of work. Okay, so before we spoke about up until now where they hadn't done anything. Now they started working and halfway through they said, this is too hard, and they just walked off site, right? Yadam ala tachtona, right? We know what that means already. They have got the lower hand, you got the upper hand, whatever the outcome is, if it's going to cost you, okay, Rashi gives it. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi explains it. Money's in your hands, right? Look, Rashi explains it nasty. Imu kru poalim benemotze mishi gmarna besachar shemagil elu al hatid lasot. So now, if prices have gone up, and you're not going to find workers who will finish it off the same price you arranged with them, מעכב משכר במה שעשו, כל מה שצריך להוציא, עד שתגמם לחתוב בשכר שפסק מאלו. You hold back money till you've covered your costs on finishing. And if there's money left over, you pay them for the work they already did. But you don't have to be out of pocket. Okay? No.
You might be out of pocket.
No, if it costs even more, correct. Correct, correct.
This goes against the halacha of paying your worker on the day.
You pay him on the day if you can? If you find workers on that day? Yeah. If there aren't workers around and you've got to wait, and you can wait, then they're going to have to wait until they find out what they've done. Right, because you've got to pay workers on the day if they do their job. If they abandon the site
that's
in the middle,
you're
right.
You're holding back for work they've already done.
But they agreed with you to finish a job. They just aren't part of the job.
So the condition for paying them on time is
to finish the whole job. That's right. It's a good point there, but that's the bottom line. Right? Ve'im huzlu. Now look at this, what it means, yadola tachtona. Now im huzlu po'alim. Now suddenly work is cheapened during the day, and there's a glut of workers, and you can finish the job for half what it would have cost them to finish the job. Right? You might say shigmarina bepachot, and it'll cost you much less to finish. Yashum lahem ma she'asu, v'yitene ma she'pasak. You just basically assess what they did, and you pay them what they did. Right? And the fact that you're going to have money left over now in your pocket doesn't apply. Asu chetzia, if they did half the work, you tell him chetzi scharan. Ve'ein yecholim lomar lo, arei po'alim acherim tachtenu ligmor melachtecha ve'tein lanu kol shecharenu chutz ma shnadu. And they can't say, listen, mate, what are you on about? We agreed to pay to get 10 shekels for the day. It's only going to cost you 3 shekels. We did 5 shekels of work. Give us the 7. And it's not going to cost you 10. No. You give them their 5 shekels work, you pay your 3 shekels to the new guy and 2 shekels, keep in your pocket. That's always l'ratam, right. Right, now im. Okay, now we have the new amr. Im balabait chozerbo. On the other hand, now if the balabait chozerbo, yado ala tachtona. Okay, he's now got the bottom hand. Right, tell him lefi ma she'asu. Rashi says, yeah, ve'im hozala melechet po'alim al korcho, tell him kama she'pasak, chutzi ma she'chich lotzot b'shto. On the other way around. If now the price of labor has gone down that day, he's going to pay them everything that's left over what he originally agreed with them, less what he had to pay to finish off the job. Okay, so if they only done 5 shekels work and he can finish it for 3, they would get 7. Okay, that's on the other way around. And the Mishnah sums off by saying, kol ha'meshane, the person who makes the change, right? Yador ha'tachton, the guy who reneged the original deal, he's got the bottom hand. V'kol ha'chozer bo, yador ha'tachton. Kol ha'meshane, anyone who makes changes to the original agreement, he's got the bottom hand. And also anybody who reneges, he has the bottom hand. So the upper hand is always with the person who's prepared to do the deal as it was originally stipulated. Okay, Gemara. So now the Gemara asks the question as follows. Look at our Mishnah we read. It says, Chazru et ha'omnin ve'het'u ze et ze. And each one misled one the other. So the Gemara says like this. Chazru ze beze lo ketani. We don't learn over here in the Gemara that they reneged. That one of them reneged against the other. Right? Ella, what do we learn? Het'u. They misled one another. Now, misleading one another doesn't sound like the lashon of an employer and an employee. An employer-employee, we have a relationship, we have an agreement. I renege or you renege. What does it mean, misled one another? Het'u zedze. So the Gemara says, they understand from this, the ata'u po'alim adadei. So we must be speaking about not that the worker and the employee misled one another, but you've got a case where workers misled one another. That would fit in with what said. We've actually seen this before, by the way. I don't know, there's no Mishra Rashas here on our daf, but we have definitely learned this Gemara. So Gemara says, hey Chidami, what are we speaking about over here? So it says like this, the Balabait sends to one of his managers, okay, he's got like the main man, he says to him, Zil ogeli poalim, go find me workers, va'azalihu, va'atinu, and now he goes and misleads the workers. Not the balabait, right? So the Gemara says, "Hechi dami." What do you mean? Give us examples. It says, "Id amalei balabait ba'arba va'azid yu amalei beklata." The balabait says, "Go find me workers. I'm prepared to pay them 4 seller a day." He goes out to the market and he sees guys. He says, "You know what? Who wants to come and work for 3 seller a day?" Right? And the guy's looking for jobs, so they come. On that, right, says the Gemara, tar omet. So on that, the Mishnah said, right, what did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said, "Ein lehem al ze ela taromet." So they got a grudge against the Mishnah. So the Gemara said, "Wait a second.
Who's even deceiving anyone here?"
Exactly. So he says, says to them, "That's if that's the case, taromet ma'avidata. Where's the taromet? Why is he misleading anybody? He said three. They agreed to three. The fact that the balabai was able to pay four, he's a good worker. He's saving his boss some money.
He took four off the balabai.
Well, we don't know that, right? That's not we don't see that over here. Now you're saying the guy's a ganav. We haven't seen that he's a ganav.
The moment about deceiving. Why is that a
No, no, David's right. If he would take from his boss four and only pay them three,
why?
He was stealing one from his boss. His boss asked him,
said, go get me workers.
But I'm prepared to pay four.
Four.
His boss said, go get me workers at four. He went and offered three.
So he's willing to pay four.
So I don't think that he's a gunner at the moment. I think
he's willing to pay.
He's only paying three.
We're talking about
employer.
I agree with you, but I'm saying, but I think that, but I don't see here. I think we're
missing.
There's no the Gemara says, where's the taromet? Sabu v'kabil. They agreed to three. They got three. So where's the taromet? So your taromet, David's answer is, the taromet here is that they know that he's really getting four from the balabait, and therefore they've got to win. How do they know?
They can find out.
Well, but, okay, but at the moment we don't know. Okay, I'm not arguing. You know what? What you're saying is plausible, but it's not... It's not I never said that. If I would have thought that, I would have said it. You know that, right? So, Ida amale balabait betlata. So now let's look at the other way around. Maybe the balabait said three. Va'azil ihu amalahu arba. Balabait only offered three. He went and offered four. Now there's taromet because they come to get paid, and the guy says, "Where's my money?" And he said, "Look, I said I'll pay you three, but you told me to pay me four. Now we can understand the taromet, right? Was echidami? Give us an example. Ida amalehu scharchem alai. Because now again, when this guy comes to the market, he says, you know what, I'm responsible for you. You trust me. Trust me. I'm responsible. Nativ lehu medideh. He must pay. So what's the problem? Let him pay out of his pocket the balance. To Tanya, why do we know? Where do we know that from? We've got a brighter, right? And what did the brighter say? This is a brighter. Where's this brighter? Later on in Adab, it was in Kufyur Aleph, in a couple of daf time. Hasocher ta poel lasot beshelo. Right? You hire a guy to come and work on your field. Verahu b'shel chaver, and you show him your friend's field. Noten lo scharo mishlam, you got to pay him the full fee. V'chozer v'noten lo balabayit, right? Ma shehene, because at the end of that, there's no. It's what's called asiyat osher lelo mishpat. You can't have unrightful enrichment, unjustful. How do you say it in English? Something that
it's
unjust enrichment. Thank you. No, you can't have a person can't become rich. You can't at your expense. If he makes money, he's got to pay for it. If he benefited, if somebody walks onto his field and plows the whole field and it would have cost $1,000, he can't say, oh, well, thank you very much. It's your problem because you made a mistake. No. Cover the costs. So that's the brightest. It doesn't matter. So that's why it says you got to pay the worker. The worker's not his problem to go chase after the balabait. You can then have a claim against the balabait. It's the same thing over here. You're the manager. Mm-hmm. You employ these guys at four seller a day. Pay them the four seller and then go fight with your boss. But it's not their problem. It's not the worker's problem, right? The Tanya, socher apol aso b'shelo, v'ra'o b'shelo v'ra'o b'shelo v'ra'o b'shelo v'ra'o b'shelo v'ra'o b'shelo. So that's so again. Where's the taromet over here, right?
Yeah.
There's no taromet because they're going to get the four. Right? I think we say lot shricha. No. So what do we really need this mishnah? What's the chiddush of our mishnah? Da amar lehu scharchem al balabait. He said you're going to get four. The balabait's offering three, but don't worry, the balabait's responsible. I'm not responsible. The balabait's responsible. Now we've got a problem because the balabait's saying, wait a second, I agree to pay three, right? Mm-hmm. So the gemara says, okay, well let's see then. Let's try and assess the situation. Ulechzi. Poalim ha'echim itagre, right? Let's see what Poalim would normally. What's the normal? What's the more normal price, right? Are they normally paid three or are they normally paid four? Right? The one says, no, it doesn't help us. Why? Lo tricha. Te'ika demagre ba'arba. Viki demagre mitgar betlata. Because there's some get paid three, some get paid four. In other words, it's within the range. Three and four is within the range, so we can't really tell, right? It would have been realistic if they had agreed to three, and it's just as realistic if they agreed to four. So that's not going to help us. The Gemara says, okay, the Amrulei, oh, it's not press here. The Amrulei, what did they say to him? If you hadn't told us we were going to get paid for, Tarchinanu mitagrinim, I would have gone and found others who would have paid us four. We could have got four. We only came here because you said you're giving us four. But another answer we're going to say, possibly also what? Hacha bebala baita skinan. Maybe no. And we speak about a case of what? Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, it's almost right next to the Rashi. I baita bebala baita skinan. Befoel sheyeshto le'atzmo sado. This is a worker who's also a landowner. Okay, but he's happy to rent himself out for work when he can get good fees. But if he can earn more outside than he can earn on his fields, he's happy to go out. Shehen shelo, v'en niskar lemelechet acherim im lo beyoter al demei shirut. But he'll only go if he's getting a special rate, more than the market rate. V'hainu taromet, and this is why he's got a claim of tarom. This is what he's disgruntled about. De'i lav da'amartli bedalet lo hayiti mezalzel ba'atzmi. For him to go and get paid 3 is zilzul. I'm a balabait. But for 4, I'm happy to go. Now, you told me 4, I would have understood. 3, I would have stayed home. Right? So that's the Torah. We're trying to work at all these cases here where there would be taromet, where the one go would be other. Most like a stamulay. I love the martlan ba'arba. Have a zile be milted in gure. Okay, that's Rashi already said that. I but I'm another possibility. What could the possibility be? Le'olam bepoali baskerim. We're actually talking about poali, not a balabait, it's a poel. We're actually talking about real workers like we understood, right? Rashi says, "Regilim lemelechet acherim," who are used to working for other people. The Amri lay, they said to him, remember, Amre in Aramaic, Amre is plural, right? Amre. So Amre is always the majority, the group. The Amri lay, the Amri lay, they said to him, "Kevan de amartlan ba'arba," right? Since you told us 4, "Tarchinan va'avdina lach avil tishapirte," we worked hard. We know that we could only have maybe got 3 in normal cases. But because you were paying us 4, we worked especially hard for you. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, now again, remember we tried to say early on, let's try and assess what the market rate is. Here the Gemara is like, hey, right, let's see what their work is all about. Okay, so he says like this. He says, I worked harder, right? He says, I worked harder. So the Gemara says, okay, let's see now. Let's go and check if this guy really worked hard. All right? Let's go see if he really worked hard. So the Gemara says, no, we can't tell. Why? Because he was working Berifka. Look at Rashi. Berifka. Shechafru charitz. Svivot sadeh. He dug trenches. Ve'ein melachta nikeret. Right, and it's not really, so the Gemara says, okay, the Rashi jumped the gun there. So the Gemara says, V'lichza avidutah, Rivka, you're digging trenches. Nu, Rivka, Nami made it, even with trenches, we can see how what he's done with the trench. The Gemara says, no, we can't tell why. The male maya, because the meantime it's rained. It's full of water, or the irrigation has come in, it's full of water, right? Going to male maya, the same as you. Okay. V'lo yadia, and we don't know. And that's why the Ibad Abbas now. Okay, so that would be one possibility of trying to work out whether we try to find the taromet here now, right? We're trying to find the taromet. So Ibad Abbas, another possibility is.
Taromet, anytime there's some kind of misunderstanding and somebody's pissed off.
So the Gemara is giving us lots of examples of trying to work out, but remember, we're trying to work out in the context of our Mishnah where it said V2ZZ. That's what we're worried about. You're right. I think you're right.
Taromet, expectations are not met.
Right.
All about expectations, perception. Right?
Adkan.
Ibad Aima, another possibility, it's Lolam de Amale Balabait. Right? In actual fact, the Balabait, so now that was when the Balabait said 3 and he said 4, right? So the Gemara says, no, maybe actually the other way around. Lolam de Amale Balabait Ba'arba. He, the Balabait, actually, we're going back now to the Balabait said 4. Right? The Balabait said Arba. To his manager, right? Ba'arba. Va'azel ihu, and he went. Va'amalehu tlata. Right? Right. So we're going back now. So now, udeka amart. So now, when we raised that the first time, what did we answer? The Gemara said, what's the problem over here? They agreed to 3. Ukeda amart. Sabur v'kabil, right? We said that already. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Udeka amart, and just with regard to your response there, Savur v'kabil, no. Da amre lay leitlach. Right? Da amre lay, he says, leitlach al timne tov mi ba'alav. Because there's a pasuk over here, Rashi actually says there's a pasuk in Mishle. Right? Because Rashi never had the Torah or Hashalem. The Torah or Hashalem pour us all the psukim, right? So the Torah of Shalom, it tells us, we got it there. Al timne tov mi bala biyot le'el yadav lasot, mishle gimel kavzayin. Right, Rashi never had it.
Okay.
So he says to him, no. So he says, what are you going to say? That he hasn't got this pasuk. The pasuk of Mishnah says, al timne tov mi bala. Don't prevent good from your boss. In other words, what's the idea over here? Right? That really, if the balabait is looking for work, is happy to pay for, do whatever you can to get him what he, the best value for money. Why are you looking at me like that, Robert?
Because we also have the, what's it, Zakhia? Where you're supposed to...
Zakin Adam Lulafanav.
Right.
But Zakin Adam Lulafanav, so you're saying by saving the Barabite money, you mazake him that extra set of, okay, very nice, okay. But the workers are doing the work here, and they're going to have the taromet now, because you never sort of, okay, I understand. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says like this, in a similar vein, right? So we really haven't concluded what it was, right?
No, the Allah Kavanah lo la balabait, ze la poel atzmo.
Lama?
Lama, tere, im balabait ha mochan lishalem lanu maskoret vora yoter, madu ha manata meitanu yedia zot. U manam me ha poalim et ha yedia.
Ah, okay.
Vezeh mish mitkavel.
Ah, does that when you say that, I explain it like that?
No, katub.
Okay, tam alti mene abayetel. Im balabait ha mochan lishalem lanu maskoret kavo yoter, madu manata meitanu yedia zot. Ah, yafeh. Okay, explain the other chat all around. Okay, there we are, Robert. That would explain his answer. Okay. All right. Okay. Explained it very nicely. The night I didn't actually see that. Look at right number 27, by the way. He was looking after his balabai, which is what Robert wanted to say. Right, that was the question Robert wanted to say. Right, right. She got Robert was going to say, "Shere balabai, amalu peroshi skol v'gira datu v'od shalav lechosav." Okay, so in Rebbeinu Honatan has this whole this malach over here between the two of you. Okay, shkoach. So I got pshat wrong, but the two of you got pshat right. Okay. Pshita. Okay. The most like this, pshita. I amale balabait betlata, right? It's obvious. If the balabait says three, for azal ihu amale ba'arba, and he says to them, the manager says to the workers, pay you four, va'amrele, and they say to him, okay, we accept the job, k'mo shama balabait. Exactly like balabait said, then what did they mean? Da'atayu a'iluya. In other words, when he accepted the job, they said, like balabait. Now, we know what did balabait say? Balabait said four. So, therefore, look at Rashi there.
Three.
Right? Balabait
said three.
Yeah, balabait. Sorry, balabait said three. And they said four. Right? Amrilei k'moshama balabait. Daitayu, ailu, their intentions was on the four. Look at Rashi here. Afa pisha amrulo, arei anli skrim kedive balabait. Even though they said, we agreed, like balabait. לא לפחות מקצבתו של זה אמרו, אלא להוסיף. וכך אמרו.
לא יצאו להוריד.
Exactly. מהם נדלן, דהכם הבעל הבית. We believe you, when you said four, that's what בעל הבית said. You wouldn't come along and say which בעל הבית didn't say, right? וכיוון שבעל הבית פוחת, and since the בעל הבית actually saying the lesser amount, אי אמר להן, היי, שכרם עליי, ייתן משלו. If he had said, it's on me, therefore, he would have to pay the difference, right? Ve'i amar scharchem al balabait, and if he said, yesh lahem taromet alav, they've got taromet. Okay, alav. So, in other words, it depends now how he says it. If he says, then we find a case. Then he says, the balabait says three, he says four, he doesn't say a lie, he says the schar is on the balabait. Here we find a case where he ta'au zed ze, and they've got taromet.
Okay?
Exactly. Ella, so that's what that's pshita. However, what's our question? Ella, when do we have a question? I amale balabait ba'arba. Balabait said four. Va'azal ihu va'amaleu betlata. And he went and told them three. Va'amre. And then they said to him, Kamosha amar balabait. Right, my. Now we've got a question. So now here's the question. When balabait said three, and he said four, right, so it was all clear. But now when the balabait, prepare to pay more. And he says three. Now what's the question?
Did they know the balabait said four?
I don't think that they knew balabait said four. But it's irrelevant really, because the question now is, when the shaliach spoke, I think the Gemara will answer that question right now. Let's look at that. That's the question. Look at Rashi quickly. Rashi explains the question nicely. Ella. Right? Hami Bailan. This is when we got a question. What is it? Amar le balabait ba'arba. The balabait said four. Fu amar le hutlat, he said three. Va'amrula, and they said to him, Harei anu niskarim kamo shamar bal habait. Exactly as balabait said. My. Now that's the question. Now what do we do? Look in the Gemara. Okay, Rashi basically, I explained Rashi already outside. Adibura didei kesamche. Right? Are they relying on his, right, on the shaliach, on his dibur? Kesamche. The Amrilei, Mehem natlan dahachi amar balabait, because we're saying we trust you. This is what balabait said, right? Because this guy's got a bit of a record. Okay, he's got a reputation. And now they know that they're fishy story in the pot. They said, listen, mate, when you said three, right? We know that that's what balabait's prepared to pay three. Or maybe no. Dilma adibura de balabait kasamche. They're actually relying on the balabait's dibur. And therefore they don't care what the shaliach said. They want to go and find out what the balabait really said. And if he said three, they're all accepted. But if he said four, they want their four. So the fact that they agreed to three with the shaliach means nothing. Look at Rashi, yeah? Adibura de poel samche. Right? Adibura di day. Right? You know, let's do the Rashi. We found it very nicely so far. So now there has a question. The word brings a brighter. It says, Toshma. Let's come and learn. Right? Not a brighter, actually. Toshma is what do they say in English? Amoraic teaching. Yeah. Toshma, yeah, it's not from Amoraim. It's a Mama. Not a brighter. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, you're meant to be over the daf now. Okay, Toshma, come and learn. Right? Bo ulamed. To, ati, shma, learn. Right. Come and learn. Right? Haveli Gitti. We've seen this Gemara before, by the way. This is a Gemara in Gittin. Daf Samach Bet. Everybody remembers it, right? Amud Bet.
Of course.
Right? Amud Bet, right? Haveli Gitti. So the wife says to the Shaliach, says, bring my get. Now we know, just a bit of background, remember? In Gittin, we've got two types of shlichim. We've got the Shaliach Holacha and the Shaliach Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
The husband appoints the Shaliach Holacha, who goes, and the wife sends the Shaliach Kabbalah. Her Shaliach can go and meet the husband's Shaliach. But the Minui, only the husband can appoint a Shaliach to give a get. And a wife can only appoint a Shaliach to receive a get. Mm-hmm. If a wife appoints a Shaliach to send a get, it's not a get. And if the husband appoints a Shaliach to receive the get, it's not a get. So if the wife says to the Shaliach, go and become my Shaliach Holacha, go to my husband and tell him to give you the get and bring me the get, that's not a get. Because she can't appoint the Shaliach Holacha. Remember that? But when she sends the Shaliach to the husband, the husband can then appoint him his Shaliach. So he can send the husband a Shaliach, but the husband has to appoint him into becoming his Shaliach Holacha. Okay, so what's happening over here in this Mamar? She says, Haveli Geti, go bring my get. And when the Shaliach arrives, this is what he says to the husband. Ve'ishtecha amra hitkabeli Geti. Your wife said, I must come and makabel your get. So she sent him, when she said to him, Haveli Geti, look at Rashi over here. Haveli Giti, the third last narrow lines of Rashi. Haveli Giti, Ha'isha Shamra Le'echad, said to one person, Im Timtzad Bali, if you happen to bump into my husband, Emorlo, tell him, Sheyishlach li et Giti Beyadech, that he should send my get with you. But what's he telling, is she telling the Shaliach? That he should make you into a Shaliach Holacha. Okay? The Baal Melech Shlech Lecha. Right? And you should become the shaliach of my husband, legarsheni, when the get arrives in my hands. But she's not asking him to become a shaliach kabbalah. She's saying, go to my husband and tell him that he must make you a shaliach holacha. Right? The shaliach holacha ala ba'ala sot, Rashi says, the shaliach holacha, the husband does. V'ha'isha mitkareshet, and she will then get divorced, k'shiagia get liyada. That's the one option. Or shaliach lekabbalah lishlas. Or she can appoint a shaliach if she wants. Sheyehu shlucha bekamotah. She should be like her. Umitgaresh kishmishiagia get liad shaliach. So that's the bottom line. She can either go and get it herself or wait for it to come to her. Or she can appoint a shaliach to fetch it for her. But the husband has to appoint the shaliach holacha. So now the shaliach arrives. I mean, we're trying to work out who we listen to. This Menahel or the Balabait. Remember, let's remember the question, right? When he said four, when he said three, we were prepared to pay four, and they said, according to Balabait, we were trying to understand the relevance of the shaliach over here, right? What's his standing in this? So we're looking at a parallel in Gittin. So she sends the shaliach and says, go become a shaliach holacha. Become my husband's shaliach. The shaliach tells the husband that your wife sent me, right, to be the shaliach kabbalah, which is not what she said, right? Remember, he says, here we got a case where the shaliach is saying something different to what the person who sent him said, which is exactly like our case. The menahel is saying something different to what the balabait said. Okay, that's the parallel over here, right? He says like this, תעבד איגיתי, לאשתך אמרתי, תקבל איגיתי. והוא אומר, so what does the husband say now? הלך כמו שאמרה. He has the get and go like she said.
Now,
it depends. If we go off to the Menahel, so he said, she said, we'd become a Shaliach Kabbalah. But she didn't. If we go off to her, she said, my husband must appoint you to become a Shaliach Holacha. And he did.
The difference is that, because what she said, she's not divorced until she actually gets it. If we go according to what he said, the agent said, then she's divorced as soon as...
No, if she goes agent, then she's never divorced.
Why?
Because the agent didn't appoint her to be a Shaliach Kabbalah.
She was my full appointment, right?
So that she never divorced. Even if she gets the get, she's not divorced. Because she's got no schut to appoint the agent to be a Shaliach Holacha, and she didn't appoint him to be her Shaliach Kabbalah. Right? So that's a look at the words like this. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baruch, Amar Rav Baruch, Afilu higia get liyada, eina megureshet. That discussion was important because that's exactly the conclusion of the Gemara. Right? Even if the get arrives in her hands, she's not divorced. Why not? Look at Rashi.
Completely different example.
I feel it's exactly the same example.
Workers, I think it's very
different. Oh, okay, we'll see now. Okay, I feel like right? No, why? Alma adibura didayka samich. Yeah, exactly the same example. Why is she not divorced? Mm-hmm. Because we rely on the shaliach. And the shaliach said, your wife appointed me to be your shaliach Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. He gave it to him on the basis of what she said. So he didn't think he had to have a shaliach for himself. He said, okay, yeah, you her Kabbalah. He understood that she would now be divorced the moment he gave the shaliach the get. But the shaliach wasn't telling the truth. And he listened to the shaliach. So in our example as well, the workers listened to the menahel. Mm-hmm. They would now be entitled to their, to they'd only be able to get three. That would be the example, right? Look at Rashi. V'hachi amale. Mehemat li dekach amra. I believe it's what she said. V'lo asa'o shaliach l'ocha. Therefore, he never appointed him as a shaliach l'ocha. Because he understood that he was her shaliach Kabbalah. Rahil chach, ain't kan shlichut. Therefore, there's no shlichut. Why? De ain aleya lasot shaliach l'ocha. She can't appoint a shaliach l'ocha. V'harei havei li amra lo. And she said, come, to, go get it. V'lo hit kabel. Never said kabel, receive it for me. When the husband gave it to him, he thought he was a Shaliach Kabbalah. And the husband can't appoint him a Shaliach Kabbalah. Therefore, there was no Shlichut here. So this gap was not given. Right. That's the example. Okay. Exactly like I said, because now the Menahel, right, we see here that we trust the word, we base our whole decision on the words of the Menahel. Mm-hmm. So when the Menahel said to them, you're only going to get paid three, right? Therefore, they only got a claim on three. Because the Menahel is saying three. And we see here that we take the words of the Menahel literally. Mm-hmm. We relate to what the Menahel says. We don't try to understand what the person who sent him actually meant. We just take what the Menahel said. The Menahel said, she sent me to be a Kabbalah. He gave it to me to get us a Kabbalah. The Menahel here said, he's happy to pay you three. We're happy to pay you three. Depending on what the Balabai said, four or not four. Okay. Right, shmat mina adibura didei kasamich. Look at the Kutei Rashi quickly. But look at the Kutei Rashi. Adibura didei. Right, what?
We will see where we are.
Oh, at the bottom of the earth. I didn't turn over here. I'm just carrying on the word. Adibura didei. But look at Adibura didei kasamich. Go all the way down to where it says that the Isal kedatach Adibura didei kasamich. Just before that, it says v'tifshot. Can you see in line with the last narrow line of Rashi? V'tifshot mina. We can learn from this by what the by Adibura and the question that we ask. This is Rashi. Yeah. This is Rashi over there in Gittin. He's telling us over there in Gittin that from this sugya, b'tipshot b'nei bai, we can answer the question, d'bai lan b'bab metzia, the question asked him b'bab metzia, b'hasocher et ha'umnin, right, when you rent the workers, adibure de shaliach samich, that you rely on the word of the shaliach samich, right, and therefore they get less. Because the shaliach said three, they get three. Even the balabai was able to pay four, we rely on the shaliach, okay. Now we ready? Right. So now the Gemara is like this, right? B'shemap in our ruling, the Isal kedatach that Adibura didaka samich. Because if we listen to the wife, michimati gita leyada miati garish. When the get arrived, should have been divorced, because she said, "Go become my shaliach holacha for my husband." If he would have said it on that ground, he would have given her the get. He gave her the get, what like according to the woman said, and now for he made him, the husband made him his shaliach, and they get her out. He should have been divorced. We see he's not divorced. Rav Ashi doesn't like it. Rav Ashi prefers Robert's theory. Rav Ashi doesn't like it. Rav Ashi says no. Rav Ashi says, Hachi Ashta, what's the comparison over here? Nothing the same. Right? That's what Robert said. Robert said, no connection here. There's a difference altogether. So Rav Ashi says as follows. On the contrary, I would understand the exact opposite. Bishloma eat mar ipch. If you had said to me the opposite, what did you say? Hit kabeli giti, right? The husband, the wife said to her, to the shaliach, said to the shaliach, hit kabeli giti, go get my get, be my shaliach kabbalah.
Kabbalah.
And he came to the husband and said, Ishtacha amra heveli giti. Your wife said, appoint me the shaliach holacha, right? She actually wanted him to be the shaliach kabbalah. He said to the husband, your wife sent me to become your shaliach holacha. V'hu omer heilech kamo she'amra. And then he said, okay, go do whatever she has. He has the get, and whatever she said, you okay? V'amar rav nachman amar rabba barvun. Now this is, we say, had this been, right? Had this been what the outcome of the previous amud would have been. And on that, amar rabba nachman amar rabba ravu amar rav, mi she yagia get liyada megureshet. Then, and he said she'd be divorced, right? Alma, on that you could have said, dadi bura didaka samich. We would have said that he, the husband's actually relying on her. Because she said, what did she say? Be ma shaliach kabbalah.
Kabbalah.
And he was. So that would understand now, that's not really helping us, because we're looking more at the shaliach, and the second, says Rav Ashi, inami also, mi shehigia get leyada megureshet, when the get arrives in her hands, she would be megureshet, right? Why? Be alma di bura didaka samich. Then we'd say, we're not relying on him, we're relying on her. And what did she say? She actually said to him, right? Hit kabeli giti. Receive my get, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, we'd say we rely on her. But in no way over here can we say that in our example, when she said, be my shaliach olacha, and the shaliach said, be my shaliach kabbalah, and the husband said, as she said, that she shouldn't be divorced. Right? The example that we had, according to Rashi, doesn't make any sense. Right? Would you run through that again?
Yeah.
Okay. We said over here on our abdaf, on our amud over here, we said, what was the example? We brought this example where she said to him, Haveli giti, go bring my get. Yeah. Right? What does Havei mean? Yeah. Become my husband shaliach holacha. Because she understood she can't appoint a shaliach for herself, right? And there we said over here, the shaliach arrived, what did he say to the husband? He said, your wife sent me to be her shaliach kabbalah, which by the way makes sense. Because the shaliach, not really a Talmid Chochem, he doesn't understand the intricacies of Gittin. So the wife sends him. He thinks, why did she send me? To get her get. Who? On behalf of who? On behalf of her. So he actually says, your wife sent me to get a get for you, meaning I'm her shaliach. He's not necessarily lying over here. He understood it as pshat. But when she said it, Have, we know the intricacies. We know that a husband can't appoint someone as the shaliach kabbalah. Okay. He can only appoint him as a shaliach holacha. And therefore, when he said, okay, do what my wife said, he said, become her shaliach kabbalah. He can't appoint her as her shaliach kabbalah. So therefore, Rav Nachman says, not a get. Why? Because we listen to his words. We take what he said. And he said, appoint me my shaliach kabbalah. He can't do it, therefore don't get. Rav Ashi says, no. Rav Ashi says, that's nonsense. We don't accept that, right? Yeah. What I would understand is, if things happen the other way around. She said, hit kabeli giti, which is correct, right? Go become my shaliach kabbalah, which again, is the normal way that a wife would talk. He arrives at the husband and he says, Ishtacha amra li haveli giti. You must make me a shaliach. Because again, the shaliach doesn't understand that. Yeah. He said, you must appoint me your shaliach holacha. Right? V'hu omer, and he says, Heilach kamo she'amra. Right? And therefore the husband now says to the shaliach, okay, you know what? Whatever she said. And Rav Nachman would say over here that she's divorced. Why? Because the husband took what the shaliach was saying, right? Literally. And there you would, sorry. That, and there on that, Rav Nachman said that we're taking what the wife's intentions were. What were the wife? The wife said, Hitkabel. So he gave the get, Hitkabel.
Yeah.
So he was the shaliach kabbalah, and the wife can appoint the shaliach kabbalah. So therefore, it's a good shlichut.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Right, that would make sense. Right, I would read that kind of Inami, another possibility Ravashi is saying, I could also live with, is Inami Shehigia Getle Yada Megureshi. So the first case was, right, Misha Yagia Getle Yado. As soon as the get arrived already in the Shaliach's hands, she was divorced. Why? Because you were the Shaliach Kabbalah. Or I would agree, says Ravashi, that if we would say when the get arrives at her hands, at the wife's hands, that she would be divorced. Why? Because here the shaliach was, the husband was doing what the shaliach said, not what the wife said. Here we were basing on the shaliach, and the shaliach said, "Ishtechach amari haveli." Haveli means appoint me your shaliach, and he appointed him his shaliach, a shaliach holacha, and therefore when the get arrived at his wife, the wife got it, because there was no shaliach kabbalah here, it was only shaliach holacha, and then we understand, but in our case what we said that we listened to him, and then she wasn't divorced, right, because she had said Haveli, and he said, right, v'hu omer, she said, "Where's the Toshmaya? Haveli," and he said, "Ishtachar mali hitkabeli, amir shaliach kabbalah." Okay, so what Rashi is saying is, in another sort of circumstance, I could have understood what you're saying, but in the example that you brought, right, where the shaliach, because here, what's happening here? When we listened to the shaliach, the wife got divorced, so it worked out in the favor of the wife. In other words, the wife got what she wanted. In our case, when the manager goes, we're saying that if we listen to the shaliach, then it should really be the responsibility of the owner, of the balabait. And you should have to pay the good and make the money good. We explained that the workers have to get the lesser amount. It actually should be that the workers should get the bigger amount. They should get what the balabait wanted to give them in the first place, right? That's how Rav Ashi would say it other way around. Therefore, the Gemara says, therefore, Rav Ashi, Ela Hatam. So what's the difference, right? So why is it, what's going on over here? Right, so let's see, Rav Ashi carries on. Ela says Rav Ashi, Hatam, there. Why is the reason that the shlichim, right, that the shlichut is not a good shlichut in the example that we brought, the first part of this ma'amar, where she said, Haveli get, right, Haveli get, and the shaliach said, Ishtachar mali hitkabel. Why there isn't it a good get? Not because of what you're telling me, because we take what the shaliach said, and we listen to what he's saying. No, for a different reason altogether. The shaliach completely dissolved, removed himself from the concept of shlichut. Why? The amalei shaliach lekabalah havina. Right? Because this shaliach was prepared to be a shaliach lekabalah. Loholacha lo havina. He was never going to be a shaliach for holacha. Look at Rashi over here. Ela hatam. It's a long Rashi, but we'll read half of it. The shamat lay the amar ena mugureshet. When we learned there that she's not mugureshet, why not? Ena chal yomod bi Rav Nachman da adibur di day samich. Not because Rav Nachman telling us because the balabai listened to the shaliach and therefore the shaliach said the wrong thing and that's why she's not divorced. Ve'en kan shlichut kiram. And not shlichut like you said even. He isn't even the shaliach kabbalah, right? Te'ina mi aminan da adibur di day samich. What if he would have said that he was listening to her? Ta'afa bala sa'u shaliach lo lacha akri ve'ha'isha. And even if you had said the other way around. Even if we had said not that he listened to the shaliach, but even if he originally had said, I'm doing like the wife had said, when she said, Haveli, appoint me as your shaliach holacha, even then it wouldn't have been a good shlichut. He's saying, why not? Sharei ha-shaliach lo nitratza. Because that is not what the shaliach accepted upon himself to do in the first place. The shaliach never came to be a shaliach holacha. The shaliach only came to become a shaliach kabbalah. Daha akar le shlichut elegami. Why? Da amalei. Shaliach le kabbalah, if she lasu. I'm able to be a shaliach le kabbalah. Because what's the difference between a shaliach kabbalah and shaliach holacha? Shaliach kabbalah is, if I find your husband, I'll take the get from him. A shaliach holacha has to go looking for the wife to give her this get. It's a different shlichut altogether, right? So shalichut kabbalah is an easy job. I'm going to that town anyhow. If I bump into your husband, I'll bring you back the get. But a shaliach holacha, the husband's saying to you, listen, you now have to go and find my wife and divorce her. That wasn't what I took him for myself. I was happy to be if I bumped into your husband, right? Shelo itrach lagi leyada, abal shaliach lo lacha li choach ulagi leyada. Efshi, that I'm not prepared to do. Hilchach says Rav Ashi, afilu nimlach vehigia. Even if he had made the effort and gone and found her, אין זה שליח שניתן לגירושין. Why? שכשקיבלו, לא קיבלו על מנת כן. נראה, נקודה של דוד, זה קצת בזו שליחות. So that's what Rav Ashi is telling us. Don't it's irrespective. It was irrelevant. It's a different type of שליחות. Yeah, there was never שליחות. It wasn't a proper גמירות דעת of being a שליח. Okay. Okay, but I have another option. So, okay, that's the end of this. Okay, now we're really running late. Now we're into 49 minutes here. But we've got no choice, right? So it's a long amud. Yeah, let's get into it. So he said like this. Now, remember, we started off this sugya by saying, when we said, Hasochet ha'umnin ve'het uze et ze, we said, what does it mean, het uze et ze? Het uze et ze can't be an employer and an employee. It must be workers one to the other. And then we went through this whole thing of trying to find out the taromet, okay? If we found a few good examples, we don't really conclude anything. The other Gemara says, you know, maybe no. Maybe actually it is like we thought. Maybe it is worker and employee and not worker one to the other. Ibar Ema, hi Tana, right? Employer and employee. Ibar Ema, hi Tana Chazru, right? Nami het u karula. The Tana, when he meant Chazru, that they reneged, he just calls it het u. Right. Look at Rashi, the Ibad Ema, right? Ashinuya Deresh Pirkakai. We're talking about the first answer, right? At the very beginning of the parak. Right? The Tanya, why would he say this? The Tanya, Asokhira Umnin, Behetu et Balabait. You rent workers. We've got a brighter. It says, if you rent workers, Behetu et Balabait, and they mislead the Balabait, or Balabait hit our tan, or Balabait misled them, and them Zelze et Taromet. So it seems very parallel brighter to our Mishnah. Then when this is the case, how do you claim it's taromet? So now the Mishnah wants to do this brighter here, now starts limiting itself. Right? When are we talking about this? Shelo halchu. Right? If they haven't yet gone. Aval halchu chamarim velo matzu tvua poalin umatzu sadeh keshilecha. But what's happening over here? Shelo halchu, right? That they didn't, when they didn't actually do any of the work. I think what's the shelo halchu?
Okay,
look at this Rashi here. Ein lezel ze el taromet. Look at that Rashi over here. I don't know why I ask you. Ein lezel ze el taromet. Right, it's the second last narrow line before it gets wide. Ein lahen zel ze el taromet. Da amar lahen. What's he going to say to them? Taskiru atzbechem lacherim. Go rent yourself out to other people. Ve'inu nami amru lei. Right? And they also say to him, ki hadre behu tzei v'schur acherim. We're backing out of the job. Go find some other workers. U'mihu taromet ikai. But there is a case here that can have taromet. She'yu tzichim lechazer ze'achar po'alim ve'ze'achar sochim. Now each one has to now go and start looking for a new job or finding other workers. Right? It's aggravating. V'tviat mamon leikam. They've got no monetary claim against them over here. Dahad dvarim ba'al meninu. Because they only had an arrangement. They never actually started doing any work. Right? So that's what the Mishnah, the Brighter said. And then there's the other one. Ba'medrim. The Mishnah, Ba'medrim, they're carrying the Rashi. Ba'med dvarim ba'amrim. When are we speaking about da'ein lahem alav mamon im chozeru? That they've got no monetary claim. Right, but shelo halchu, look at lemakom hamelacha. Right, ubabokra amar lehen chozrei nibi. They haven't yet actually even gone out to the fields to work. Before they even go, he says, forget it, I'm changing my mind. Aval, Karen Rashi, aval im halchu, eitzel hamelacha, kegon im hachamarim hain, sezachran avilo tvua, mimakom acher v'achu, v'lo matzu. Right, he sent them to go and bring this produce. They rather there's nothing for them to do. Or in poalim haim shesachram la'ador, so he called them, he hired them to come and dig a field. Vachu matzadeshi lechabem haim. If it's full of water, they can't do anything. And uyal idor. No terem. In this case, no terem schein. They pay them the money. That you can't. It's not their fault. Shekol hayom mishlam kefi haraui lahem ukevash v'azil. You got to pay them their whole wages, right? You can't back out of here. Right? No terem schein mishlam. Aval eino, but the brighter carries on and says, Aval eino dome haba taun lebarekan. Okay, what does he mean? Look at Rashi. Eino dome haba taun lebarekan. Veomdim et hachamarim kama adam rotze lefachot miskarosh lo taha derech lavorekan milavo taun. He said, ever at the end of the day, you still, it's not the same amount of money for a wagon driver to carry a whole load or an empty load. In today's example, you say there's less petrol, there's less wear and tear on the car. Right, it's easier to drive, whatever the case is. So you can't expect to get to the wage you would have got for a whole thing. You still pay them a little bit less than what they would have got. Right? So now the Brita carries on. This is only where they haven't started their work yet. If they started the work, right, and now you want them to go, right? Look at Rashi. There are two Bamed Ramurim. Bamed Ramurim, Shaloh Echtil Bamelacha, Aresha Kai. Going back to the Varashta, Parish Bini Deschiru. We're talking about here about when you're employing guys, right? So we're going back and we're saying, what are we speaking about? When is this? If they haven't even started their work, right? But if they started their work, you pay them for how much they would have already done, right? Bamed Ramurim, Dehecha, Dechazu Behen, Ohu Chazar, Enem Ele Taromet, Bisman Shaloh Echtil Bamelacha. But Echtil Bamelacha, Yesh Din Achei. Once they started the work, it's a different law altogether. I mean Rashi now, right? Yesh din acher b'neihem. Mahu adin? What's the din? Rashi says, Shamin lahen ma she'asu. You assess how much they've done. Lefi atnai v'yekablu kefi cheshbon she'asu. And you pay them for the amount of work they've already done. Either way, right? They even guys work off site to them, walk off in the middle. Mm. Or you fire them halfway through the job. You pay them for the work that they had done. And now you're going to get some examples of here. Right. Ketzad, kiblu kama liktzor b'shnei slayim. How, if they got to harvest this like whole field for two slayim, and katru chitzia, and they only managed to harvest so for half, v'nichu chitzia, and they left half, or beged larog, they were meant to like knit clothes, whatever, right, b'shnei slayim, and they only did half the work, they left half. Now shamin lahen et ma she'asu. You assess what they've done, right, and you pay them. Now look what happens over here. Look at Rashi. Look at the Gemara. Haya yafe shisha. Right? Look at Rashi there. Haya yafe shisha. Right? Haya yafe ha'atid lehasot shalim. When he says haya yafe, not that what they did was great, but the outstanding amount, right, still to do, is going to cost six. Now remember here that a seller is four dinarim. Okay? A seller is four dinarim. A shekel is half a seller. It's two dinarim. Okay? So you agreed with them that you're going to pay them a seller. Right, look at ya. Haya yafe shisha, noten them shekel. You only give them a shekel, which is half a dinar, two slaim. Right? Or, and you say to them, or finish the work and get the balance. Right? Ve'im sela, noten them sela. And then if it's sela, you give them a sela. But if not, you don't take your chance because it's still going to cost you six. The finish to finish is going to cost you six dinarim. And now you, if you would give them the half the work, half a sela, right? Because you agreed with them to do it on two slaim. So you actually owe them a seller of work. A seller is four, right? So now it's still going to cost you six. Six is now one and a half seller. And you only budgeted for it to cost you two slaim. So it's going to cost you, you're going to give them a seller, and it'll still cost you one and a half slaim. You're going to be out of pocket half a seller. So you only give them half a seller, which is a shekel, to leave you one and a half seller to finish the job. Would you not remember we said, Misha Meshaneh Yado B'tachtona, right? But im sela noten lahem sela, right? And if it's only going to cost you a seller, you can do it, right? But avash ein avud. And this again is only when you can leave it, you don't have to worry. If it takes you a week to find someone to replace the work, not end of the world. But if it's going to, you're going to suffer loss if it isn't done straight away. Socher aleim omatan. Here we come back. We saw the Mishnah. You rent at their expense. You don't pay them until you've finished paying your job first. Or matan, or you can mislead them. Moreh said like this: Ketzad matan. How do you mislead them? Omer lahen, seder ketzad shlachem. Right, ba'u utlu shtayim. You know what? There's one seder less still owing to you. I'm happy to pay you two seder. Come finish the job, but you don't really ever intend on paying them that second seder. They got excited. They say, "Oh wow!" And they come and they do the work. End of the job says, "Okay, here's the seder. I owe you. Thank you very much." Oh, you promised me you're gonna pay two seder. Tough luck. Right, that's exactly what the story is. Right, is there Rashi like that? They explained what I just said. I don't know. V'im sela noten lahem. Okay, can't see. I just carry on. Right, till start. Okay, v'ad kama socher lahem. And to what extent can you go now and pay people on their cheshbon? Mm-hmm. Right, the Gemara says at arba'im o chamishim zuz, up to 40 or 50. You agreed with 40 or 50 zuz, right? What are 40 or 50 zuz over here? Mm-hmm. Right, 40 or 50 zuz. A zuz here is a sela. Right, is a zuz a seller or is it a dinar?
No, dinar.
A dinar. Right? No, that's what I thought. Makes it so say 40 seller, so if we say 4 dinar, 10 seller.
10 seller.
And you agree to pay them 2 seller. Mm-hmm. So you can go 5 times the amount here. You can do cheshbon on them. Okay, 45 mitzvot. Pavim memorim. And when is this possible? Bezman she'ain sham poalim liskor. When there aren't workers readily available. And now you got to wait, and you got to go look, and you got to go to other towns and pay big money. Aval yesh sham poalim liskor. But if there are workers readily available, va'am erat va'am ratzei liskor me'elu ein lo alen etrobet. Therefore, now you got to pay them the amount. You got to go get the wages, finish it off. And there's only taromet. You only have tanas against them. Okay, let's quickly move on. Tani tana kaber rav. So, you know, we learned this before. Tani is a guy who teaches brightness, taunt this bright in front of Rav. Right? Noten lem scharan mishraim. You see, he quoted, go back into the narrow lines of the Gemara. Right? The last four narrow lines of the Gemara. He said, b'amurim, shlo hachu, aval hachu, chamarim, v'lo matzu, tvua, polinu matzu, sadeh, kashidecha, noten lem scharan mishalam. Right? Remember, we said in those cases you're going to pay them the full wages. Then we say that it's different if they haven't done the work, if they've got an empty carriage or a full carriage, etc. So now comes along a teacher of brighter, and teaches us brighter in front of Rav. He says, "Noten em scharan mishalem," and you pay them the full wages. So Amaleh, so Rav says to this brighter, "Chavivi Amar, look Chavivi, right? Look who Chavivi is." He says, "Chavivi, look who Chavivi is. Right? Chavivi, Dodi Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle." He says, Habibi, right? My Habibi, my good friend, my cousin, Rabbi Chia, right? Right? Rabbi Chia was the expert in, remember, we saw Rabbi Chia with the brightest. Rabbi Chia's got the brightest, remember, we saw the Rabbi Chia expert in brightest. So Rabbi Chia said to me, Amar, Ilu Ana Havai, if it was me, right? Look at Rashi, the inner Ana Havai, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines on the bottom, in the middle of the Rashi. I Ana Havai, I Ani HaSocher, right? If I was the worker, right? Lo have yevina yahivne rehen, ela kapoel batel. So he says, "I ani hasocher." I mean, I'm not the worker. I'm the barabait. I'm renting the barabait. I mean, if I was them there, I wouldn't give them anything other than batel, schar batel, the minimum wage. Yeah. Doesn't matter what I agreed with them. Pay them the least amount that I'm possibly able to pay them. Vat amar toten them schar and mishlam, and you start to pay them all, right? V'hala ketani, but on that we got a brighter. Eino dome habata ulna barekan, or semla chali yoshevu batel. See, he starts Rav starts raking off at the end of the brighter, and the Gemara says lo simur kame. He never gave the brighter the Tana a chance to actually learn teaching the end of the brighter. There's no machloka. They agree. Just let me teach the end of the brighter. You'll see that we agree with each other. Right? He jumped the gun. Okay, that ikid. Another dibud of this. Wow, long shoot. Okay, Kid Amri, Simur Kame. Another demand that he did actually finish teaching him the whole brighter. For Hach, and on this he said, Chavivi Amar, my uncle says, if I was the guy, Lo Havi Hibnei Klal, I wouldn't pay them anything. For Atamar, Kapoel Batal. Okay, we'll come tomorrow.